Reporting from West Palm Beach, I'm Christine DiMatte. Did you know you can be completely tone-deaf and still be on stage in an opera? In the movie industry, background players are typically called extras. In the opera and in the theater, they go by a much fancier name, supernumeraries, or supers for short. Now, if you've ever dreamed of being a matador, a palace guard, a grand duchess, a water sprite, or any other fanciful character, now's your chance. We're here at the Hawthorne Suites Hotel. It's the temporary rehearsal space for the Palm Beach Opera, and joining us is Brett Finley, production stage manager. Thank you for having us.
Oh, Christine, it's my pleasure.
So, the opera company on its website has a call out for some talented people. Who are you looking for?
Well, primarily we're looking for people with some acting experience. And as you mentioned, the supers generally don't have speaking lines. They don't have to sing. And all they have to do is look good and do the roles of, for example, waiters or maids or spear carriers in some case. It's a really important part because it's very supportive of what's going on in the opera. So the supers are really important, and we love having them around.
So what sort of time commitment does it take to be a super?
Well, typically for Palm Beach Opera, we actually have a 3-week rehearsal period. Rehearsals are generally in the evenings or on Saturdays, so they don't interfere with a traditional work schedule. And the supers are likely to have maybe 11 rehearsals over this 3-week period, getting ready for the 3 performances, which happen on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
How much does it pay? This is a bona fide job, so you do get a little moolah, no?
There is actually a very nice stipend compared to some of the other opera companies that I've worked at. So you won't exactly be doing it for free, and you'll have a little bit of cash when you're done.
I don't know if you know this. Many moons ago when I was still living in New York City, I was a super for City Opera, and I tripped on my long gown. This was Cenerentola, and I almost did a full body fall into the orchestra pit. They're probably still talking about it. So other than the occasional wardrobe malfunction, what other quote-unquote hazards do supers need to be aware of?
Well, there's nothing that's really, really dangerous. A typical hazard might be when we were doing Turandot several years back, we had 5 supers who were carrying torches, for example. Uh-huh. But everything on the stage is fireproofed. We have people picking up the torches when they come off stage, handing them off when they go on stage, making sure there is absolutely no danger.
So no LED, real fire.
Sometimes.
Brett, what does a Palm Beach Opera director do if they've got a super who is a little overzealous? Let me put it briefly, a bit of a ham.
Well, generally speaking, someone who's a ham in an opera, if they're being very enthusiastic in an appropriate manner for the scene, for example, in La Boheme, the waiters could be flourishing towels and whatever, and that could be, hammy then could be to an advantage. Someone who's just quietly standing in the background, not moving and holding a spear intentionally in some kind of a posed position, the director would probably speak to them and ask them to please stand still and not
emote.
Right.
We've been chatting with Brett Finley. She's the production stage manager for the Palm Beach Opera. The company is now looking for supernumeraries, men and women, background players, for this upcoming season and future seasons. For more info, you can visit our website, wlrn.org. Reporting from West Palm Beach, I'm Christine DiMatteo.